with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." Then when the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great one make their authority known to them. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of the Apostle St. James. As we know him in the scriptures, he's known as St. James the Greater, not because of status, all holiness, but it was because of his height. He was, his height was greater than James the Lesser. As we know him, he's among the first apostles to be chosen by Jesus Christ, and he's the brother of St. John the Apostle. Their father is Zebedee, and they were fishermen. But when Jesus called them to be apostles, we are told that they left everything. They left their father, they left their nets, and followed Jesus. And from that time on, the life of St. James changed completely. He had a deeper love for our Savior, Jesus. And he became a close friend to him. As we know him at the Transfiguration, he was among the three who witnessed this miracle of the transformation, the transfiguration of Jesus. We know him as an apostle. He preached the message in Jerusalem, but then he went to Spain, where he did most of his work of preaching. Toward the end of his life, he went back to Jerusalem, and that's where he was crucified. That's where he died. In the letters of St. James, the great message that we get is faith without works is nothing. Faith comes with good works. And so it's not a surprise in the gospel today. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we are told that the mother of these two, James and John, goes to Jesus and asks him for a favor. Command that one of my son sits at the left and the other on the right. But then Jesus looks at something deeper. He looks at something greater, not ambition. And he invites them to be humble. And after that, he invites them to be servants. For he says, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great one make their authority over them known. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you must be a servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be a slave. St. James understood that, and he became a servant. He humbled himself and followed the message of Christ to be a servant. That's why he says, faith without good works is nothing. My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this great feast of this man, a great example for all of us, today we need to ask ourselves, how can I be of service to the people around me? Perhaps in my family, at my place of work, or even here in our community, or with the people that we encounter each day of our life. Jesus calls us to be witnesses, but as true witnesses, this comes through good works. We pray for the grace in this Eucharistic celebration through the glorious intercession of St. James, that each of us, we may be slaves, servants of all. Amen.